Saving for retirement can be difficult. The average working age family in Wisconsin only has about $3,000 saved for retirement. And 41% of working age people in the private sector here have no access to a retirement plan. That information comes from State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski and Republican State Representative Cindy Duco. Both of them are part of separate state efforts aimed at helping people save for retirement. Lisa Lampkins is the Advocacy Director at AARP Wisconsin. Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Certainly, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've got some legislation in the works from Assembly Republicans and then a task force led by the state treasurer. Before we dig into those, do you see this as a problem? Do we have a problem with saving for retirement here in Wisconsin?
You know, we absolutely do. We know that a secure retirement's out of reach for millions of people across the country, thousands of people in Wisconsin. And the fact of the matter is people just aren't saving enough to cover basic expenses. You mentioned that average $3,000, of what the working age household has saved for retirement. But even those who are closer to retirement have only saved around $12,000. That's not going to go very far when you start to look at all of the expenses that people need. So we're actually very pleased that this issue is getting some attention in the Capitol.
And some people at their job, they have kind of a default option of 401k or 403b or whatever, where they can sort of automatically save in this way. But as we've heard from two different levels of state government here, not everybody in the private sector has that kind of option. How big a problem is that?
Well, and that's absolutely true. And the thing is, we know that all of the studies show people are much more likely to save for retirement if they can do it at work. And in Wisconsin, we have close to 1 million workers that don't have any retirement savings plan at work. And this is especially true if people work for a small business. And small businesses are awesome. They are making, you know, the Wisconsin economy grow, and people are working harder than ever in small businesses. But it's also hard for those folks to offer retirement savings plans for their workers. So, you know, again, if people can save at work, it's going to really help everyone down the line.
With that in mind, what are we seeing from Assembly Republicans to try to give the people you're talking about, the people who work at a place that doesn't have that option, what are they doing there?
Well, from what I've seen from the Assembly Republicans proposal, and keep in mind, we haven't seen any official bill language yet. So I'm sort of going from details and some proposals, and there's still a lot that seems to be worked out. But it seems like it's a step in the right direction. It looks like they are sort of working towards what we call the state facilitated retirement savings plan. We actually like to call them work and save plans for short. And it's something that has been done in other states around the country where the state kind of contracts out with a third party investment, fund manager, and basically allows people to use payroll deduction to put money into their own retirement savings accounts. These are great because people are saving their own money. It doesn't take much for the businesses to participate in it. And the state's not on the hook for any, you know, investment gains or losses. Again, it looks like there are a lot of details from the Assembly Republican side, but I look forward to, you know, kind of seeing what they come up with.
And then the governor and state treasurer, Sarah Godlewski, announced a new task force on retirement savings. I don't know if they're looking in similar directions, but what do you hope to see come out of that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, in fact, the governor had put in his budget some of these work and save retirement plan. And so we were thrilled to see that. And unfortunately, it got taken out of the budget. So we're pleased to see that the governor is continuing his commitment to helping people save for retirement. And I think this task force will take a look at perhaps some of the models that have been done in other states, because there are actually 10 states that have passed legislation to set up some form of this kind of work and save program. So I think this task force can look at the best pieces of all of those and figure out what will work best here in Wisconsin. We've got to help Wisconsinites save for retirement, and there are many ways we can go about doing that.
Yeah, apart from work and save plans, which sounds like an idea, as you say, that's working in or being used in other states, what kind of options are there at a policy level to help encourage more retirement savings?
Well, you know, I actually think that creating a work and save program, which of course would probably be one of the very best things that we can do. The fact of the matter is we can do things to encourage people to sort of go out and invest on their own. But the bottom line is people just don't do it. Only about 5% of people go out and open their own IRA retirement savings accounts. And so I think what we need to do is to make it as easy as possible for people to save their own money. And they need to save their own money. You know, studies show time and time again, people are 15 times more likely to save if they can do it at work. So I think this focus on retirement savings in the workplace is absolutely the right policy focus.
Talking to Lisa Lampkins, Advocacy Director at AARP Wisconsin. Two different levels of state government are looking at the issue of retirement savings for people in Wisconsin, especially for the many people who don't have some kind of plan, retirement plan at their workplace. Lisa, this isn't a reality yet, this work and save plan in Wisconsin. What kind of things do you at AARP encourage people to do in the meantime if they don't have that workplace savings plan?
You know, you're absolutely right, because it may be a while before we see any solid plans here in Wisconsin. And one of the things we always encourage people to do, no matter how much money you may have, and it always seems very hard for those of us who are struggling, but to put a little bit aside every paycheck, even if it is $5 a paycheck. You know, that money does ultimately grow, not to mention it establishes a good savings habit. And it's too easy to say, oh, you know, I'll do that a little bit later, I'll do that a little bit later. But the power of interest really helps people if they can put a little aside each paycheck, and even a small amount goes a long way.
How important is it to not just have this sort of policy level discussion, but also education for people to talk about things like you just said, the value of starting younger than maybe you think you need to?
You know, I think doing education around this issue is very important. But I also want to make clear, we hear a lot from people who say, oh, if we just do some financial education, we won't need those policy solutions to help out. And I think we absolutely need to have both of them. We don't spend a lot of time helping people learn about saving for retirement. The fact of the matter is, though, you know, people know about Social Security, and Social Security is absolutely sort of the bedrock of our retirement savings in this country. But Social Security is not enough to depend on. And if people rely on that, and we have too many people who are relying solely on Social Security, people won't have enough money to handle their basic expenses like rent, utilities, food, and let alone the growing cost of health care. So I think people need to know, and we need to sort of go back to those basics of, you know, kind of the multi-pronged, we used to call it the three-legged stool of retirement security, where you had Social Security, you know, a pension, which doesn't really exist anymore, right? So those are now more 401ks, and then some personal savings. And then now we've kind of added in health care as well. We have to look at all of those to make sure that people have a secure retirement.
Are there solutions on the other side of things in retirement, the cost side of things, the cost of health care, the cost of living, other expenses that people may not realize how expensive they are?
You know, you really hit the nail on the head with this one a little bit. A lot of people do not factor in the growing cost of health care and how much health care is going to cost them in retirement. We know the average Medicare beneficiary, for example, spends about $5,000 out of pocket just on medical expenses. Well, when you think that the average income is about $20,000, just that health care piece alone takes up a huge chunk. There are lots and lots of retirement calculators out there online. I mean, I'll make a pitch. AARP has one at aarp.org, but there are other programs as well. And it really does pay for people to kind of use some of those calculators and start thinking about it. And the earlier, the better. I know it's one of those things we don't always like to think about, but I think people will be very happy if they, you know, take some of those considerations into their planning.
Is it a common misconception that, hey, there's Social Security out there, there's Medicare out there, so I'm all set?
There is. The interesting thing is, of course, a lot of younger people, millennials in particular, don't think Social Security is going to be there for them. And we know that's a myth. We know it will be there for people. But on the sort of healthcare side, people, a lot of younger people in particular think, oh, Medicare, that's free. I don't need to, you know, set aside money for healthcare expenses. And nothing could be further from the truth. I think we need to make sure that both of those programs, both Social Security and Medicare, are strong, not only for the people who are on them now, but for future generations. But it's again, they're not enough to depend on. So when we look at these policies that our state legislators and our state officials could do to kind of help people, you know, it really turns into a win-win-win situation. If we help people save more for retirement, it's a win for the state, right? If people are better off in retirement, they may not need to depend on state safety net programs. It's a win for the businesses who are helping them. It's a pretty easy lift for them. They don't have to do anything other than offer a payroll deduction. And it's a good recruitment tool. So it's good for the businesses. And obviously, it's good for individuals who will have more save for retirement and who can take better control then of their lives as they retire.
In our last half a minute or so, Lisa, we have Republicans in the legislature working on this, a separate effort from the Democratic governor and state treasurer. Do you think you'll end up seeing bipartisan work on this issue of retirement savings?
Well, that is absolutely where I hope we end up, because this really is a bipartisan solution. It's garnered national media attention, you know, from both sides of the aisle. We know retirement insecurity, you know, knows no party. And so I look forward to the people in our state working together for a bipartisan solution.
Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Lisa Lamkins, Advocacy Director with AARP Wisconsin. She was with us today to talk about two new state efforts to help Wisconsinites save for retirement.